This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
StoryShots is proud to bring you this free audiobook summary. Do you want to get access to more free audiobook summaries like this? Subscribe and click the bell button now to get notified each time we upload a new summary. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats.
StoryShots book summary and review of Talk Like TED, The 9 Public Speaking Secrets of the World's Top Minds by Carmine Gallo. Life gets busy. Has Talk Like TED by Carmine Gallo been on your reading list? Learn the key insights now. We're scratching the surface here. If you don't already have Carmine Gallo's popular book on communication skills and public speaking, order it here or get the audiobook for free using the link in the description or the StoryShots app to learn the juicy details. Introduction. Imagine being in a room filled with people eager to hear what you have to say, hanging on to your every word. That's the power of an incredible public speaker, and it's a skill that everyone can acquire with the right guidance. This is where Talk Like TED comes into play. Written by communication expert Carmine Gallo, this book distills the magic of the famed TED Talks into 9 effective secrets that anyone, from a student to a CEO, can apply to deliver compelling presentations. Gallo meticulously studied hundreds of TED Talks, identifying common threads that make them successful. With a myriad of fascinating examples and engaging stories from speakers who've given some of the most viewed TED Talks, the book brings together a treasure trove of insights that can transform your communication skills. It's about learning to speak with passion, telling captivating stories, and sharing ideas that matter, all wrapped in a style that's authentically you. About Carmine Gallo. Carmine Gallo is a renowned keynote speaker, author, and communication advisor for many of the world's most admired brands. His expertise lies in teaching others how to communicate and persuade in a world that demands brevity and impact. As a popular columnist for Forbes and Inc., Gallo has established himself as a thought leader in communication, business, and leadership. In addition to Talk Like TED, Gallo has authored several best-selling books like The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs, The Storyteller's Secret, and 5 Stars, The Communication Secrets to Get from Good to Great, all of which delve into the art of effective communication and influence. His books have been translated into more than 30 languages and are widely acclaimed for their practical insights and actionable advice. Gallo's background includes a degree in journalism from UCLA and a decade working as a television reporter and anchor for CNN, CBS, and other networks. He brings his extensive experience in the field of communication to all his writing, creating resources that are both informative and inspiring. Story shot number 1. Ignite your passion and unleash the master within. Think about a moment when you were engrossed in a riveting conversation about something you were deeply passionate about. Did you notice how time seemed to fly by? How effortlessly the words flowed from you? That's the power of passion. TED speakers like Sir Ken Robinson and Dr. Brené Brown have captivated audiences worldwide, not merely because they are experts in their fields, but because they communicate their messages with a burning passion. Their energy and excitement are palpable, infecting their audiences and making their talks engaging and memorable. For instance, take Sir Ken Robinson's talk on education reform. Robinson is deeply passionate about nurturing creativity in schools, and it shows in his talk. His words are charged with enthusiasm, his examples are vivid, and his call to action is compelling. His passion for his subject doesn't just inform his audience, it moves them, motivates them, and inspires them to see things from his perspective. His talk has garnered millions of views, not because the topic is inherently exciting, but because Robinson's passion makes it so. To harness the power of passion in your presentations, start by identifying what truly excites you. What is the topic that keeps you up at night? What issue makes your heart beat faster? Once you've identified your passion, weave it into your narrative. Express your excitement, your concerns, and your dreams. This will not only make your words more dynamic, but also create an emotional connection with your audience, making your message more impactful. Remember, passion isn't about grand gestures or dramatic speeches. It's about speaking from the heart and allowing your genuine enthusiasm to shine through. Story shot number two, tell a story. One of the most memorable TED Talks to date is The Power of Vulnerability by Brené Brown. Within it, she utilizes her personal experiences to shed light on a complex psychological concept, vulnerability. As she shares her journey towards embracing vulnerability, she doesn't simply provide the audience with dry research findings. Instead, she crafts her talk into a narrative, complete with engaging anecdotes, moments of humor, and emotional peaks. This approach enables her audience to relate to her on a personal level and remember the ideas she presents. Such is the power of storytelling. It is an ancient form of communication that has stood the test of time because it resonates deeply with us. Our brains are naturally attuned to stories. They help us understand the world around us and forge connections with others. To integrate storytelling into your speeches, start with an attention-grabbing opening, a compelling question, a surprising fact, or a relatable anecdote. For instance, you could open with a personal experience that shaped your perspective on the topic you're presenting. Next, structure your story with a clear beginning, middle, and end. Your beginning should establish the setting and characters, the middle should introduce a challenge or conflict, and the end should bring resolution. Each of these segments should build towards its own mini-climax, keeping the audience hooked throughout the narrative. Finally, employ the age-old writing advice: show, don't tell. Instead of stating facts or describing events, paint a picture with your words. Use sensory details to make your story come alive. Make your audience see the characters, hear the sounds, and feel the emotions. This technique will make your narrative more engaging, more relatable, and most importantly, more memorable. Remember, a good story doesn't just inform, it captivates and inspires. Story shot number three, practice makes perfect. When we watch a TED Talk, we often marvel at the speaker's ease and charisma. They seem so natural, so in tune with their message that it feels as though they're having a casual conversation rather than delivering a scripted presentation. This kind of effortless delivery is the result of countless hours of rehearsal. Take Amy Cuddy, a social psychologist and author of the TED Talk, Your Body Language May Shape Who You Are. Despite struggling with severe social anxiety, Cuddy delivered a powerful and smooth presentation that has been viewed over 60 million times. The secret? Relentless practice. Cuddy spent countless hours rehearsing her talk, refining every sentence, every gesture, every pause, until her delivery was natural and her message crystal clear. To emulate the TED speaker's level of preparation, rehearse your own presentations repeatedly. Start by running through your talk in front of a mirror. This will help you become more comfortable with your content and allow you to observe your body language. Next, record yourself delivering the talk. Watching the recording can provide valuable insights into how you come across as a speaker. It can help you identify parts of your talk where you may be rushing, where your voice might need more modulation, or where your gestures could be more expressive. Pay close attention to your nonverbal cues, your body language, your facial expressions, your tone of voice. These elements can significantly impact your audience's perception of you and your message. For example, maintaining eye contact can build trust, using expressive gestures can make your talk more dynamic, and varying your tone can make your speech more engaging. Lastly, remember that the goal of rehearsing isn't to memorize your talk word for word, but to internalize your message so you can deliver it naturally and authentically. It might be a daunting process, but the end result, a compelling, memorable talk, will be worth the effort. Story shot number 4, follow the rule of 3. In his TED Talk, How Great Leaders Inspire Action, Simon Sinek brilliantly leverages the power of the rule of 3. Sinek introduces his concept of the golden circle, which consists of 3 elements: why, how, and what. This structure not only simplifies his complex ideas about leadership and motivation, but also makes them incredibly memorable. Listeners easily recall the golden circle because it follows the rule of 3, a principle deeply ingrained in our cognitive patterns. The rule of 3 suggests that concepts or ideas presented in trios are inherently more satisfying, more effective, and more memorable. It's a pattern deeply rooted in our culture and cognition. We see it in phrases like stop, look, and listen, in stories with 3 acts or characters, and even in comedy, where the 3rd joke is often the punchline. To use the rule of 3 in your speeches, start by structuring your presentation into 3 main parts. This could be a problem, solution, and call to action, or it could be a story with a beginning, middle, and end. A tripartite structure gives your talk a clear, logical flow that the audience can easily follow. Moreover, when explaining complex information or data, try to group your points into sets of 3. For instance, if you're discussing the impact of climate change, you might focus on 3 key areas: sea level rise, extreme weather events, and biodiversity loss. By presenting your points in 3s, you make the information more digestible and therefore more memorable for your audience. So, whether you're crafting your overall speech structure or detailing individual points, remember the power of 3. It's a simple yet effective tool that can make your talk more engaging and memorable. Story shot number 5, make your audience care. In her TED Talk titled The Power of Vulnerability, Brené Brown presents an idea that, on the surface, may seem counterintuitive, that embracing our vulnerabilities is essential for true connection and belonging. But instead of delivering a dry, academic lecture, Brown connects her ideas to universal human experiences and emotions, love, belonging, and fear, making her talk relatable and impactful. Today, her talk is one of the most viewed TED Talks, with over 50 million views. Brown's talk illustrates a critical aspect of compelling communication: connecting with your audience's values. When you tie your message to concepts your audience already cares about, you spark interest and elicit emotions, making your audience more engaged and receptive to your ideas. To foster this connection, start by understanding your audience. What are their shared experiences, interests, or values? If you're speaking to a group of educators, for instance, values might include lifelong learning, empowerment, and creativity. If your audience consists of environmental activists, they likely value sustainability, conservation, and community. Once you've identified these commonalities, weave them into your talk. Connect your ideas to these shared values or experiences. For instance, if you're discussing new educational technology to a group of teachers, you could emphasize how this technology fosters creativity and lifelong learning. By making your ideas relevant to your audience's values, you're not just sharing information, you're telling a story that resonates with your audience on a deeper, more emotional level. This not only makes your presentation more engaging, but also helps your message stay with your audience long after the talk is over. Story shot number 6, stick to what you know and be authentic. This is the end of part 1 and the free shot of this book. Thanks for listening. Get the full text, infographic, animated video, and audiobook summary on the Story Shots app. What should our next book be? Suggest or vote it up using the Vote for New Books survey in the Story Shots app. To dive into the details and support the author, order the full audiobook for free using the link in the description or the app. Did you like the lessons you learned here? Share to show you care, or let us know by contacting us at support@getstoryshots.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Did you like this audiobook summary? Click the like button now to support our channel. If you don't want to miss out on new free audiobook summaries, subscribe and click the bell button. You can also download our free app and enjoy thousands of other summaries of best-selling nonfiction books that are available in text, audio, and animated formats. StoryShots has been featured by Apple, Google, and The Guardian as one of the world's best reading and learning apps. Go to getstoryshots.com and download the app today.